welcome to G.L. Horton Stage Page. Today is Sunday, the 25th of March, 2007. The ICWP celebration is finally over. Geraldine returned home this afternoon with two interviews, and the wrap-up she did with Rachel Rubin Ledutke makes up the majority of this show. G.L. organized the program in Boston, and Rachel, the one in New York City. Both say they enjoyed their experiences. I'll have a few things to say at the end of the show, but they can wait. And I hope we can have another short one act for you next week. Right now, how about we get Will Stackman's This Week in Boston started, and then we get right into the interview. The next few weeks will be quite busy. The Lyric has opened Durang's Miss Witherspoon, and the Pilgrim continues their Voices program at the BCA with an avant-garde cabaret, followed by a solo show. The New Rep has one more week to go with White People and their Downstage Theater. Speakeasy's Fat Pig, Neil DeBute's latest outrage, runs two more weeks, and Well continues at the BU Theater. The Actors Shakespeare Project starts their run of Titus Andronicus with an all-male cast at The Garage in Harvard Square, while the Huntington has the world premiere of Noah Heidel's Persephone at the Wimberley in BCA Calderwood. Shea Duffin is wrapping up his latest round of Brendan Behan at Jimmy Tongle's, while over in Charlestown, Lasses Tank does with German playwright Manfred Karg's Conquest of the South Pole. For reviews by Will Stackman, go to On the Isle at http://profwill.spymac.com.
I'm here in Weehawken, New Jersey, with Rachel Rubin Ledutke.
Home of the Lincoln Tunnel.
Home of the Lincoln Tunnel. And we're going to talk about the ICWP Celebrations of Women Playwrights here in the New Jersey, New York territory. She did one on the 8th of March, which is International Women's Day.
March 9th, actually.
I'm sorry.
The day
March,
after.
The day
That's
after.
Okay. It was a Thursday, so we figured we'd wait till the weekend.
Okay. And she's going to do another Friday's Worth tomorrow.
Friday, March 23rd.
So how did the one on the 8th go? The 9th go?
The one on the 8th didn't go very well, but the one on the 9th was just wonderful. We had standing room.
Mm-hmm.
Although there was a large number of actors and directors and playwrights in the audience that weren't on stage, so it was a little crowded. But all of the pieces came off very well, and it was a nice mix, and it moved, and everybody was with people from beginning to end, and it was very exciting and gratifying.
And what was the venue for this?
The venue for this one was the Lowe Room, as in Frederick Lowe, mm-hmm. at the Dramatists Guild.
As in Lerner and Lowe.
Right.
The musical team.
It's named for him, yes.
Yeah.
And I believe they have Richard Rodgers' piano in the room.
Yes, so yes, I've seen that.
Nobody played it.
I've been in a meeting in that room once years ago, or maybe multiple times, when in days when they had a women's committee. I used to take the train up from Boston. I was working for the MBTA, and I had a railway pass.
Right.
So I would get on the train and go up to go to women's committee meetings in the Dramatist Guild.
Very
which
cool.
Which were held in the lovely meeting room.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was a fairly new construction, but it is beautiful.
Well, it may be. So. I mean, it may be that they moved Richard Rodgers' piano and the room when they changed their organization.
But it certainly
but
is beautiful, the room and the piano. We had, it was 8 playwrights and 28 actors involved.
Mm.
That was very exciting. The director who directed my piece also did another piece, and one of the playwrights directed her own piece, and another one was a one-woman show. But so we had, I think, 5 or 6 directors,
mm-hmm.
eight playwrights, and 28 actors or so. And then we had a nice audience, too.
And what kind of feedback did you get afterwards?
Everybody seemed to have a wonderful time. As I said, they said it was a nice mix of a program. There was funny stuff, there was serious stuff, there were two monologues, one of which was a real tour de force. That was Carolyn Gage's monologue about Calamity Jane that she wrote.
Oh, yes, I saw that at the ICWP summer retreat at Ohio State University.
It was something
Carolyn
else.
Carolyn performed it.
It
yes.
was something else. I'm hoping to go to that this year. And then we had a lovely reception, and I didn't buy enough wine because it was all gone in 5 minutes. But we munched and talked, and it was just lovely. And then we had a brunch the next day with 7 or 8 people there and did a little
That's
recap.
Known as a networking event,
a
right?
An ICWP schmooze. They're lovely.
And what was the balance between people who generally work in New York that you already knew through the sort of New York chapter and people who were who were new to the people in this area?
The people on the reading committee were all people I'd met once before, although I put out a call and, you know, said who would like to help me read scripts. You know, they were all local people that have done a lot of different stuff. We had a tiebreaker reader as well, because every script got read twice, and if there was a difference of opinion about whether it was rated highly enough to go to the, you know, final committee consideration, then we would have a tiebreaker reading. There were six of us involved in reading scripts, and we got 70 submissions from close to 50 playwrights. And one of the things that I will do differently next time is limit it to one submission, because it was pretty hairy there for a while.
Well, this is a different model from the model that we used for Boston, where what we did was I started with the people who had been involved in the 2003 event that we did in Boston, which was called Hurrah. And I asked those people to suggest other people. And then once we decided playwrights whose body of work had sort of impressed us, then we let the playwright choose the piece that they wanted to represent them. Well, that's it, actually the way Oregon set up their mini conference, which nobody remembers because it was held over the weekend before September 11th.
I do, and I was there.
I
submitted a piece from Clary's Exodus, and it got chosen.
Yeah, but they said they weren't going to jury them. If you wanted to be part of it and you were a member of ICWP, if you send in the script in time and they had space for you, you were in.
Right. Well, they had they had a lot of time to fill, though. We didn't have that luxury.
No.
And at the Dramatists Guild.
But the surprising and wonderful thing about that was that it was as good as any one-act festival I've ever been to.
It was quite good.
Yeah,
and
just
the Dramatists Guild was limited to people who were members, and people were complaining about that. So we had enough material to put together a second evening, and we rented a space, which is going to be tomorrow night, and that's going to be at the Drama Bookshop. But as it turned out, and I really wanted to get more international members, we only chose one submission that was not by a U.S. playwright, but it really was completely blind. Nobody knew who wrote anything. So it was actually a little disappointing, but we did have some interesting pieces from, you know, international playwrights, and there were only two people that weren't guild members. So and I think one of them joined since then.
Joined the Dramatists Guild?
Yes.
Well, it's a great.
I think we should get a cut.
It's a great organization, although if you don't live in the New York area, it's a little steep for the services, because most of the wonderful things that they do are done in here in New York in their physical facility, and you're welcome to come if you show up for them, but it's a lot easier to show up if you happen to live near here.
Sure. Well, now they're doing stuff in L.A. and I think in Chicago, too.
So. Well, they used to come once in a while to Boston, but they sort of gave up on Boston.
Did they now?
Yes.
Why is that, Gerald?
It could be because Boston was a rotten theater town. No local playwrights ever got the work produced, but we're working on turning that around. I've only been working on it for 30 years, so it's going to take time for the effects to show up. But yes, many more local playwrights get their work produced in Boston now than did 20 years ago.
Well, that's good. See,
yes.
You are making a difference.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope we are, too. In the first program, we had a token male playwright who is an ICWP member.
Well, that's right. It was limited to ICWP members, not to women playwrights.
Well, even though it wasn't limited to ICWP members either, but we encouraged people to join. And he did. And then this profile that we had in the local paper of me listed him as a Hoboken actor who read from my script, which is really kind of funny since the scene that I brought in for the March 9th readings was two women. So that was one of the things I asked him to print a correction on.
Oh.
And he lives in the next town, so I was like, I hope he doesn't see this before I can explain it to him, but I actually think he said he was going to London, which is why he couldn't do the second evening. So when we had put him in for the 23rd, he was kind of stressed. He's like, no, I just want tickets. So we switched somebody. And I won't say who, because I think the programs both work really well. But the reading committee, you know, got together with, I think it was 22 or 23 final pieces and narrowed it down to, there were 16 that we really, really liked. So it was great because we had two evenings of 8 pieces each. It was perfect. Then we put them in, choose which one would be which night, and even devised an order, which changed a little bit, but not much. So I think it was a really nice program, and I'm very excited about tomorrow night.
Well, by the time people hear this, it'll be over.
Well, I'm very
sorry.
March 23rd was wonderful. I can tell. I have the honor of directing a piece by the sole non-U.S. writer, whose name is Sandra Dempsey, who lives in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen Sandra's work. I saw her in Galway and in the conference that was held in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also a magnificent performer.
I've seen her do a little of that, too. I guess it must have been in Portland.
Oh, was she in Portland, too? If you remember, I guess she must have been.
I may have seen her do something in New York once before. That was probably it. I know I had met her once before, and she's a real character.
Well, off the top of your head, who are some of the playwrights who were?
Okay, the playwrights for the first evening, I actually remember all of them. I've looked at their names long enough. The March 9th program was The Therapeutic Hour by Guy Glass,
mm-hmm.
Blood Sisters by Robin Rice Liptig, Short Term Affairs by Donna Spector, Windows by Judith Pratt. See, now I'm blanking. You put me on the spot. Let me see. The Understanding by Rachel Rubin Ledecky. How could I forget that? Calamity Jane Sends a Message to Her Daughter by Carolyn Gage, Pike by Perry February, and The Miraculous Day Quartet by Mary Steelsmith. And seven out of the eight playwrights were there that evening, which was really cool. Mary Steelsmith, who lives in L.A., was the only one who couldn't make it. Terry February came in from Louisiana.
Well, for our one in Boston, Cynthia Wands came in from Los Angeles.
That's so
by cool. way of New York.
That's so cool. And Carolyn Gage came down from Maine to perform her monologue, and she was so excited when we asked her. And Judith Pratt came down from Ithaca, and Diana Spector came down from Warwick, but she does that a bit more often. than the others do. And the March 23rd program, see now I'm going to pull it up on the computer because you're putting me on the spot here. The March 23rd program is The Sum of All Parts, which is a hilarious comic piece by Mrinalini Kamath. I've been drilled on how to say her name.
Mm-hmm.
Rhymes with colony.
And I've actually seen that. It was done at MIT, I believe.
Very funny, very funny. Boys Clothes by Vanda, which used to be called Why'd You Make Me Wear This Gel, which I like better as a title, and almost everybody does, except Vanda. Apparently. Casualties by Sandra Dempsey, which I'm having the honor of directing, and it's part of a full length of hers, but it's also a standalone monologue. Hurricane in the Glass by Kimberly Pritchard Ramirez, who's, I believe, fairly new to ICWP, and it's a very interesting lyrical piece about three generations of a Cuban-American family.
Mm-hmm.
But that was part of the reason we didn't think it was a good idea to put that on the same evening as my scene from The Understanding, which is about two generations of an Argentine family. That'll be a little too much of that. Flying Blind by Kathleen Warnock, who's been acting as our MC for both evenings, and she's just really a piece of work.
usually a compliment from your expression on your face. I think it is
here. She's something else. She has a piece up at Emerging Artists Theater concurrently, and one or maybe two of her actors are also in that. So she said she was haranguing them on their sole day off to try to rehearse, and I said, don't harangue them too hard, please. We need them. Overcharged Bricks by Emily Chickeny, which is part of a larger piece inspired by the writings of Virginia Woolf. Even the Dirt Bleeds Down Here by Carolyn Nurr-Westrand, which is a real flight of fancy set in the bayou in 1904. And I have only read this one scene, but I'm absolutely intrigued to read the whole play. The scene that we're doing is set in Miss Delilah's sporting house, and one of the characters' names is Gambling Galah Jack. And she's flying in from Flint, Michigan for this.
Wow.
Then we have Geraldine Horton herself performing a piece from Martha Mitchell by Rosanna Yamagiwa Alfaro.
Yes. Well, we don't have to say
Straight
much about...
from Boston.
We don't have to speak much about that one because we've done a whole show on that subject.
All right.
But it sounds like a terrific lineup, and we're certainly looking forward to meeting everyone and seeing their work. And thank you so much for being the point person and organizing all this.
I had so much fun that I'm ready to do it again next year.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was one of the interviews Geraldine recorded while in New York and New Jersey. I haven't even listened to the other one yet. I'm happy to report that people are starting to listen to the more recent shows. The older shows are still twice as popular as the newer ones, as many as 5 downloads per day against maybe 2. Still, overall, it was a good week. And the powers that be don't appreciate it when we complain about good weeks. We're going to be moving some of our monologues to GL's www.stagepage.info. She's getting more visitors by the day, but fewer are listening to the monologues we've had up there for months. Time to freshen things up, add a section for one acts. My world is expanding. Hey, life grand. And so we close the books on yet another show. We really would appreciate it if you'd take a moment to contact us. Send an email to g.l.horton@mindspring.com and we'll respond. Send us a recording of a reading of one of GL's monologues and we'll add it to the show. You may have noticed we don't claim to be pros here. Well, we could be, I guess, if you'd let us, just not yet. So, why not hurry that recording along before we start to take on airs, eh? We appreciate your attention. Until next week.